Thank you for calling Roadside Assistance. My name is Christy. How may I help you?
Yes, I called earlier. I broke down on the side of the road, need a tow.
Yes, sir.
And the guy was supposed to call me back. I had to call and make sure the people that where it was going to be towed to was aware of it being bought there. And he was supposed to call him back, but he never did.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let me take a look at it. Give me just a second. And what is your name?
Jimmy Lee, J-I-M-M-Y-L-E-E.
All right, Mr. Lee, let me take a look at it. Give me just a second. All right. Looks like they tried to call you back a couple of times, but didn't get an answer.
I don't know why, because the phone never rang. I don't know why.
I don't know, but I can get it going for you, though. You want to just continue with it?
Yes, ma'am. You
okay.
Don't mind.
No, not at all.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Sure.
Do y'all by chance use Booger Towing in Jasper, Alabama, where I'm at?
I mean, I can see if they're on our list. I don't know if they're one of our preferred, you know, providers or not. So I can check for you.
Reason I ask is that the people that's working on the car said have him pick the vehicle up and just tell him to take it to Ferguson's garage where it needs to be carried to.
Right.
And the guy that I talked to earlier said that they have to be aware that the vehicle's coming. Well, I don't know if the dealership where I bought the vehicle at let them know that they was bringing the car hit there, and I can't get a hold of the garage.
Okay, so where are you wanting the vehicle towed to?
To the garage, but I can't get a hold of the people that's there.
Oh, okay. And they can't just leave it without us knowing, you know what I mean? I mean, if they have, you know, if they had a Dropbox where you could leave the key and they knew it was coming, that kind of thing. But, yeah, we can't. A provider's just not going to just leave the car unattended without knowing that it's okay.
Yeah, well, that's why I was asking if you have Boogers Towing on y'all's providers, because he knows the people is what I'm saying, and he can get a hold of them and let them know he's dropping it off.
I don't know if we do or not. I'm sorry. Let's just go through the process and see, you know, how far we can get, okay? Okay. What is your home address?
127 Holly Acres Road, Jasper, Alabama, 35504.
Thank you. What kind of car do you have?
2016 Hyundai Sonata.
What color is it?
Black.
Thank you. Okay, thanks. And it just broke down?
Yes, ma'am. It's like 2.5 miles from where it's going to be tipped to.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so it's just on the side of the road right now. It's not in a parking garage?
Well, it's at a gas station. It's at a gas station right now.
At a gas station. Okay. Has the vehicle been modified lower to the ground?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Fall factor.
Okay. Will it shift out of park into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it a four-wheel drive?
No, ma'am. Front-wheel drive.
Okay. And nothing due to an accident, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm here with the vehicle.
Okay. Absolutely. So you're going to stay there with the keys, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be here with it.
Okay.
Well, I don't have no way of going. I'm pretty sure I can get the ride home, but somebody's got to stay here with the keys.
Okay. So you are going to be there, and you obviously you're not going to need a ride since you want it to go to the dealership, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to go to their garage. The people that does their morning work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to get the hold of that garage that does their morning work. That is my problem. I talked to the dealership, and they told me have it towed to Ferguson's garage. So I'm assuming that they let them know that it was coming, but I the dealership's closed now, so I can't get a hold of nobody to find out.
Okay.
I tried calling Ferguson's garage on my own, but they closed at 5 o'clock too.
So where are you wanting us to tow it to?
I want it towed to Ferguson's garage. But you said that they wouldn't drop it, leave it there if there was nobody there to accept the keys and stuff.
Well, no, not if they have a drop box that the provider can put a can drop the keys in. They will do that.
Yeah.
But it has to be a place that we know.
I mean, if I told him he could leave them under the floor mat, today he wouldn't do that.
No,
and y'all wouldn't be.
They will not do that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's a huge liability for us to just leave a car unlocked and open. So no, sir, I'm sorry. If it's a shop where they have a drop box where the provider can leave the keys there and they know that, then we can do that.
Yeah.
But just to leave it, they can't
what
do that.
Let me ask you this. What happens if he gets over at the place and there's not a drop box? What's he do then?
Well, unless I know there's a drop box, I'm not going to send him to that place.
Yeah. God, I'm sick. Up a creek.
I'm so sorry. Give me just a second. Let me see what I can do for you, okay? Hold on just a second. Okay. I'm so sorry. Hold on just a second. Give me just a second. I'm checking for it for you, okay? Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I hadn't had the car 2 months. But it's got warranty at least, so that's good, I guess.
I am so sorry. So were you just driving and it just, or you stopped and just.
Yeah, I was coming home from work. I was coming down to a red light when on the fuel pump, a boat rolled up on the fuel pump.
Oh,
But
goodness.
do most garages have drop boxes, don't they?
I mean, some do and some don't, because some don't, they don't want to, you know, accept the liability either. So we just have to make sure.
Yeah, I don't know. No way we can make sure. Was you able to find out if Booger's towing was one of your towers that y'all use?
All right, let's go ahead and just, you know, proceed with it. All right, so you are going to wait there until someone picks it up. So you have the keys with you, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there any idea how long it'll be, probably?
Well, that's going to depend on what provider I find. So where are you right now? Do you have the
I'm in
address?
Jasper, Alabama.
Do you have the
Yeah,
address?
I'm at the. No, can you look? Ping my GPS on my phone because I'm
I
with the car.
can. Yeah. Hang on just a
Yeah.
second.
Okay. I'm at a Raceway gas station.
All right, I just sent you a text. So click on that link on that text and you'll be able to give me the latitude and longitude.
Hang on just a second. You say click on the link?
Correct.
How do I do that? That just
Well,
that web that all that stuff's underlined.
yes.
Okay. Let's do it now.
Okay.
At the corner Industrial Drive and Old 78 Highway, I guess what it's called.
Okay.
The Raceway gas station. Between a Ford car dealership and a Chrysler like car dealership and a Toyota car
Okay.
dealership. That's just so funny. Oh. I'm assuming, though, pretty sure that the guy that I talked to at the dealership where I bought it was surely going to let him know that it was coming, because he's the one who told me to send it there.
All right, hold on just a second. You bought the car from there?
Yeah, I bought the car from
Okay.
Jasper Auto Sales, and that's who does our warranty work. But it's just right across the street from the car dealership, though. Not within a quarter of a mile.
That's where you're wanting it towed to?
Yes, ma'am. That's where they
Okay.
told me it said had to go to.
Okay. All right. Did you get that text? Do you have your latitude and longitude for me?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, read that out for me.
Right, it's 33.837682
Okay.
by longitude -87.230067.
Okay.
I'm getting too old and getting too blind.
So you're at the raceway.
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
The raceway.
Okay. And do you have the address of the place that you want it showed to?
I'll have it whenever he gets there. It's Ferguson's Garage. It's, I mean, you can pull that up.
Okay, sure.
Jasper, Alabama.
All right, give me just a second. Let me see if I can find it. Ferguson Automotive on a Scenic Ridge Drive?
Yes, ma'am. That would be it.
Okay.
Yeah, like a 205-221 number, phone number.
What's the name of the company that you wanted me to have it?
Boogers Towing.
Well, that is so funny. That is absolutely the very first provider that popped up. So, yes.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No, it is. So that is awesome. Yes, sir. All right. The only thing, and I need to make sure that, all right, you're going to be there with the car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then
I will hand them off to him.
Okay.
And I will talk with him.
And then,
yeah, I know him. I don't know him real good, you know, but I know him.
Okay. So he's okay with taking the vehicle and dropping it off at the destination that you gave me, and it's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
what
ma'am
is he supposed to do with the keys when he gets there?
I couldn't tell you that. He knows what to do. That's the reason they told me to have the insurance people or whoever use him.
Okay.
Because he does all their towing for them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He may have a key to the shop. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
I mean, they're this close-knit. If you don't know Jasper, Alabama, you... There's a lot of close-knit people. Everybody knows everybody.
Okay. Yes, sir. What is the name of the shop again? Ferguson?
Ferguson Automotive.
Okay.
What a night. I hope you're having a better night than me.
Well, I'm trying to... It's going to be a better night if I get you taken care of.
Oh, I know that's right. Please, I know that's right. It's looking better already.
Well, good.
Are you in Alabama?
I am, yes.
Place? Oh, are you? What, pretty weather today. If you're anywhere close to Birmingham, Alabama. I'm working in Pelham right now. Well, it's a beautiful day.
Just a second, okay? I just want to make sure. I want to make sure this is all taken care of.
Thank you. I think the reason I didn't get them callbacks that he called was, I think it was my spam was throwing it off or something, because
that happens sometimes.
It was showing up as spam at first, and I had to okay it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
We everything just got too complicated.
I'm so sorry. I do apologize. This is taking so long. I just, you know, we have to make sure that it's going to be okay.
Oh, that's fine. I'm talking to somebody. I was on hold about it. I think it was 24 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The first time, though, that I called, it was, I think it was like 7 minutes. If my dang phone wouldn't have kept blocking it, though, I'd have been talking to him again sooner, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
wasn't
sorry.
Got to hear your dirty voice, though. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, it was warm today, but it's sure cooling off quick.
Well, you know, Alabama.
Yeah. Don't like the weather. Just give it a second. It'll change.
Hang on just a second for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, give me just a second. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and proceed with it. I'm going to send them the dispatch for them to pick it up and drop it off, okay? So, I mean, you're okay with, like, I don't know. You don't know 100%. You just know that they've told you to use Booger's Towing, and they will know what to do with the vehicle once they get it there, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me get it sent over there to them, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. You don't know
you
how much.
You are, sir.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let me get this taken care of for you. Yes, sir. All right. You have a good evening.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.